Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, what a treat to have Kat Neville in studio. Gosh darn it, it's great to see you. How the heck are you?
I'm great. How
are you? What's been going on? How was your New Year's?
It was lovely. It was very relaxed. I was at my cabin, so had a fire and drank some wine and just kind of had a peaceful, you know, start to the new year.
I have yet to run into someone yet in the last few days that had any big plans. Remember when you had to have huge plans, big parties?
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Even the young people I know were like, I'm not going out tonight. I thought, oh, maybe
well,
this is
I
a new thing.
Well, I have a friend who rang in the new year at Del Mar Hall. The Mighty Pines were playing.
Oh,
and
nice.
So, yeah, that sounded like a lot
yeah,
of
I was
fun.
Just oh, struggling man. To stay up till midnight, I have to be honest.
That's a young man's game. I've retired. I had my run, and believe me, I had quite a run. I've retired. I went to bed at 11. Yeah.
Wow.
In fact, I was heading up to bed, and the kids were like, Dad, you missed the ball drop. I'm like, I'm glad it was great. Good night.
Well, you know what I can't wait for in 2025? And I don't even know if this is happening in 2025, but I know you're going to tell us more about the Powell Hall expansion because they were giving tours. That whole entire place was filled with scaffolding at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a project.
It is a project. We have a lot to look forward to in St. Louis for 2025, and that is one, the reopening of Powell Hall, and they're doing a really nice job of keeping the historic structure and then adding on this modern wing that is going to really expand what the symphony is able to do in terms of connecting with its audiences and the public generally. So that's going to be opening up in the fall. Another really big opening that's coming up is the old courthouse, which is going to be opening up in May. And obviously that is where the Dred and Harriet Scott case was originally brought. Virginia Minor, she tried to vote. That was a landmark moment for suffrage. And so that's going to be a really exciting opening for us here in St. Louis. And then some of the other things that are really starting to make some progress. The Metrolink security update has started with the East St. Louis station, and that will be completed by the end of 2025, which I think is something that, you know, through the history of Metrolink, we've been looking for that type of, you know, you can't just have unlimited access to the trains and to the station. So that's a really big improvement that we can look forward to in St. Louis. And then have you heard about so Oliver Properties has been buying a lot of the properties downtown, especially on Washington Avenue?
Yeah, I did. We had a little feature with Alex Oliver a couple weeks ago.
I mean, I think that it's really exciting, his vision for how he's going to be, you know, transforming a lot of these really important properties in downtown. And one exciting development, obviously, is he's going to be putting in a food hall, which, as we have seen with City Foundry, you know, it's great. And I think his thinking is correct, you know, like bringing individual businesses downtown that might feel like like a risk or an ask, but if you kind of like create, you know, this all in mentality and bring a lot of people together, I think that that can be a game changer. So I'm really excited about that.
City Foundry is killing it, by the way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, tens of thousands of people a week are going. And I love the Fresh Time grocery store that's there. It's like, it's not just the, you know, the Alamo Draft House, the Putt Shack, you know, Museum of Illusions.
Yeah, no, there's actually a grocery store. But also, my big question when they opened the new apartments there at City Foundry was, can we park in this garage? Because there's not a lot of parking sometimes because it's really busy.
It's packed. I know. Yeah, I've actually circled that parking garage more than once. For sure, which is wonderful.
Which is good, yes.
It's great that they're doing so well. And speaking of, one of the projects that has been announced that is going to connect that area of Midtown, you know, across the highway is the Brickline Greenway. And that is making significant progress. Right now, they're in the process of, like, right in front of Harris Stowe. They're connecting Harris Stowe down 22nd Street to Compton. That's like mid project right now. And in 2025, Grand Avenue from Natural Bridge to Spring and Page is going to be added. So it's exciting to see that project really starting to take shape.
Yeah, I was driving down Market Street the other day, well, a couple weeks ago, and I got towards Harris Stowe, and I'm like, what are they doing now, digging up the road? And then I saw, you know, Brickline Greenway.
Oh, me too. No, I initially got irritated.
It's the Greenway.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, wait, no.
You backed off.
This is good. This is good.
I love City Foundry, by the way. It's awesome. And I haven't even explored all of it yet. None of the above is money.
Oh.
Super nice.
It is.
But I wanted to concentrate on something that's in your wheelhouse.
Yes.
So I love to think like a conventioneer.
Okay.
I come to St. Louis. I'm part of this convention. Where do I go? That's why I really think, and I know you do too, this 7th Street improvement is huge. What is the latest there?
So the latest right now, they're working on bump outs. So they're making it much more pedestrian friendly. They're putting in lighting. And so what they're doing is they're narrowing the street, and they are making it so that there will be a bike lane that is going to be protected from the drive lanes. They're going to be adding a lot of lighting. My office is at the convention center. And so like we're, you know, front row to that that project, and we get weekly updates. So it is, they're making tremendous progress, and it's going to be finished, you know, by late spring. So when you look at the numbers of people who go to America's Center and the Dome and then Busch Stadium, those are the top two facilities or venues in the St. Louis region. And so being able to connect them with this new kind of streetscape is something that is going to be a game changer for downtown. So when you're looking at, you know, this Brickline Greenway project, the fact that the Millennium Hotel has been acquired, you know, working on the Railway Exchange building, the city's trying to work on eminent domain there. There's a lot of really concentrated work that's being done to kind of like, you know, change the perception of downtown.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. On your wedding day, all eyes will be on you and your fiance. Imagine your fiance walking towards you looking incredible in a suit that's perfectly tailored, not some baggy overpriced rental. At Nick's Menswear, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make this the easiest part of planning your wedding. For about the same price as a rental, we'll help you and your fiance own a suit that's not only going to look great in your wedding photos, but can be worn again and again. Let us take care of the details so you can focus on the magic of your big day.
Because what a lot of people don't realize, they'll think, well, all these people are here for this convention, so they're going to get out and see all these things in St. Louis. But most people who come for conventions don't want to go far at all.
It depends on your schedule.
Yeah. Mostly they're like, well, what's right around here and can I get there easily?
Sure.
Like, I'd love if they came to South Grand, but chances are probably, they're probably not.
No, so You're making a very good point. So when you're coming to a convention, you're probably staying at, you know, the Hyatt, or you're staying at the Marriott Grand, and you might only have evenings or a couple of hours. So you want something that's walkable. So it is critically important that downtown infrastructure is welcoming and makes people feel like they want to get out and explore. And, you know, so we've got Union Stations, you know, City Museum. Obviously, we have the Arch. The old courthouse is reopening. There are a ton of assets in in downtown St. Louis, and making sure that people, you know, feel like when they go out and hit the street, that it's something where they feel welcome. And one of the things that at Explore St. Louis that we do through our Meet St. Louis department is we work directly, and our safety team works directly with the downtown CID and the St. Louis Metropolitan Police for every event that comes to St. Louis and is in the America Center or another large event that is downtown. We work directly with them in coming up with a specific safety plan depending on the type of people who are coming to the meeting. So we're in direct communication with these teams on an ongoing basis to ensure that people are safe when they're coming to the conventions and they feel welcome.
That's a great thing. About a minute to go, yes. Just a couple of things going on out there.
Oh, there's a ton. So the whole Harlem Globetrotters are coming to Enterprise Center, which, Tom, I'm sure you're very excited about that. So that's going to be on Saturday. The Alton Eagle Ice Festival is also on Saturday.
Oh, good.
Yes. And so that's super cool. The Tina Turner experience is going to be taking place on January 5th. The Owl Prowl will also be on January 5th at the World Bird Sanctuary, ooh, which is, you know, kind of out 44.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a unique thing. So you can go in the evening with the, you know, kind of the bird experts and experience owls, which is super cool. And then Narrative Wisdom and African Arts. If you haven't been to that yet at the St. Louis Art Museum, it is a fabulous exhibit that is taking modern and ancient African arts and kind of talking about the impact that, you know, that African art has had. And it's a fabulous exhibit. So it's going to be on view through February 16th. So you have a little bit of time, but don't miss it.
Excellent. Well, yes. Kat Neville, thank you so much, and happy New Year.
Yes, to you.